make sure you can do both methods, don't gamble. Now we get to our first doozy of a mechanism, the radical substitution of alkanes. Now, there are plenty of different radical mechanisms out there. This one then is the most common of the lot, because combustion is working via a radical mechanism. When we take an alkane, put it into oxygen, it ends up as carbon dioxide and water, but the nuts and bolts of what's going on are by pushing those electrons around using fishhook arrows. The mechanism is exceedingly reactive, despite the fact that the actual system itself, the alkane, is quite unreactive. So in synthetic chemistry, if we want to use a solvent that won't get involved in a mechanism, then we typically pick hydrocarbon solvents. We'll use hexane or heptane or octane. The reason is they don't react. But in this case here, by setting up the correct conditions, we provide a radical that can attack the alkanes, and once it's started, it takes off in a very vigorous fashion.